USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is outlining his new strategy to deal with the growing COVID Omicron threat. The president saying getting vaccinated is key.
If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. You're at a high risk of getting sick. And if you get sick, you're likely to spread it to others, including friends and family. The unvaccinated have a significantly higher risk of ending up in a hospital or even dying. Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated.
The administration is buying a half a billion home test kits free for distribution to those who request them starting in January. 1,400 union workers at Kellogg's are voting to accept a new labor contract. The new contract is a five-year agreement that includes raises and better benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is speaking out to describe his conversations with the White House.
As Democrats continue to admonish Senator Joe Manchin and his decision not to back the massive social spending bill, a.k.a. Build Back Better, it should be noted Joe Manchin plus 50 other sitting Republican senators said this bill is bad for America. Senator Manchin on Metro News Monday describes the Biden White House and the tactics they used to sway his vote.
Surely to God we can move one person. Surely we can badger and beat one person up. Surely we can get enough protesters to make that person uncomfortable enough. They'll just say, okay, I'll vote for anything. Just quit.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is a winter solstice, the first day of winter and the shortest day of the year. Of course, today is 24 hours long, just like all the other days, but the sun will be up for no more than 10 of those hours and a lot less the farther north you are. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is asking the Biden administration to respond to appeals against a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for businesses. The mandate makes employees at businesses with 100 or more get vaccinated or get tested regularly. South Carolina Republican Senator Nancy Mace is no fan of these mandates.
To allow people, families, businesses to make these decisions. These are decisions that really should be made at the state, local, and then personal level.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This comes as Omicron is now the dominant COVID-19 variant in the United States. Another Democrat says thanks but no thanks when it comes to running for re-election in 2022.
Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.